Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Wadsmith, Farm Bureau. University of Kentucky livestock economist Dr. Kenny Burdine says the equine and dairy industries both saw improvements in 2019. During the annual Agricultural Economic Outlook at the Kentucky Farm Bureau meeting earlier this month, Dr. Burdine reported equine sales numbers increased.
Two big things that drive equine receipts are sales and stud fees, and strong sale numbers like we saw in 2019 tend to lead to strong stud fees in the following year.
Burdine says stud fees also increased, but noted another factor affecting the equine industry is the cost of hay.
Certainly no news to anybody in this room that hay is in fairly short supply, and this has certainly been a challenge for all operations, but equine maybe as much as any. And what I'm showing you chart-wise, this is Kentucky's alfalfa and alfalfa mix hay production. I want you to notice the downtrend over the last 30 years. Now, some of the movement year-to-year is yield-driven, but the overall downward trend is acreage-driven. Hay is expensive to transport, and this is a big reason why hay is so expensive, especially for your upper-end horse-type hays.
He says the dairy industry also had a better year in 2019.
We came into 2019, according to USDA's numbers, with 53,000 dairy cows on a little less than 500 dairy operations. And to put that in perspective, we had 250,000 dairy cows in Kentucky back in about 1980, so it's very hard to see that. The good news, though, prices did improve somewhat. Farm level milk price is going to be about $2 higher for the year in 2019, which did provide some relief.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that's excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
UK Ag economist Dr. Kenny Burdine says a change in the Dairy Margin Protection Program will also help farmers.
The previous Farm Bill established a margin protection program for dairy. That was retooled in the 2018 Farm Bill and renamed the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. Much more attractive now, higher coverage levels and lower premiums. Without getting the gory details of that, what I'm showing you here is I'm showing you the actual DMC margin. So this is milk price minus that estimated feed cost. So if you look at the big picture, you can see the really good times like 2014, the tough times like 2009, 2012.
He adds there's evidence in the change in the dairy industry through the program.
They were actually able to collect on this program for the first 7 months out of 2019, and then notice the last 3 or 4 months that actually has been above that level.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.